بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نسبت کے تحقق کے لیے رضا تام شرط ہے. نسبت متحقق ہوتی ہے کامل رضا حق پر، نہ کہ مطلق رضا حق پر، کیونکہ رضا تو ہر فعل حسن پر مرتب ہوتی ہے. چنانچہ اگر کوئی شخص زنا کرے اس کے بعد نماز بھی پڑھے تو گو زنا پر ناراضی مرتب ہوگی، لیکن رضا بھی مرتب ہوگی. افعال قبیحہ و حسنہ پر اپنی اپنی جگہ برابر ناراضی اور رضا مرتب ہوگی، لیکن نسبت کے تحقق کے لیے رضا تام شرط ہے. رضا نہ تمام کی بالکل ایسی مثال ہے جیسے مرض کی حالت میں عارضی افاقہ ہو جائے، گو وہ بھی غنیمت ہے.
Explains with a special relationship. And how you understand the relationship, imagine yourself, think of an example. See, imagine yourself that you are proposed, about to be proposed. It's a girl that you pine for and passionate about. She's received many proposals, and there is a chance that she may just accept your proposal. Now she's showing an inclination but no confirmation. At that time, what's your behavior going to be? Would you do anything to interrupt this relationship? Like, for example, she gets to know that you're on drugs, what can happen? The whole relationship will snap, right? Or she gets to know that you also are interested in someone else, what will happen? Or she gets to know that you are involved in stolen cars, right? What will happen? So that whole relationship will be upset. So that's one example. That's pre-marriage. One is now post-marital. Now, there's a marriage already in place. So the marriage, there is some bonding, affinity, love, etc. Right? But perchance she hears that you're on drugs. It's got a rumor. So if that's not cleared, what will happen to the relationship? Will it be straight or an uneven relationship? You expect the same type of love. So she is showing love, she's preparing the food, taking care of the house, the upkeep, everything she's doing. But that special relationship that you had once, would you have the special relationship? You have a relationship, but not that special relationship. And you can make it out that that relationship is no longer special. First it was a special relationship, and now you don't have that special relationship. So now, what I'm speaking about is person is in taat, he is obeying Allah Ta'ala. But now and then he gets involved in some wrong, zina or something. So, how will he enjoy the same relationship? He's getting involved in something or the other. Now, does he enjoy the same relationship? He won't enjoy the same relationship. And what makes it worse is now the youngsters have become hafiz, and their parents are very anxious to see them on the musalla, but they trim their beards, right? Fathers don't think much about it because they don't know, they jahil themselves. They don't know what is the importance of a beard, right? All they are concerned about is my son must get a place. So that's shok, shok pura karna. So then if for some reason that request is turned down and there's a fight between the musalli and the trustee or whoever is in charge. So now his mind is not fixed on deen. His mind is fixed on his personal interest. That my son was turned down. It's a personal interest. Now those people that are in charge, they may have reasons for not accepting. Many a times the person is not right. There is some news about the person. Either his beard is not right, or clothing is not right, or nowadays even the hair is not right. See? Then sometimes the behavior is not right. So one place now, he's absolutely off, right? And Sina is absolutely distinct, totally off. So then there's a discussion amongst the people that are in charge. So then he said, no, you can't have him. Although from the five people, one person says, no, why shouldn't we have him? Others said, no, you can't have him. Now the quarrels that take after that. Now his trustees are outside the masjid, you know. So when they're outside the masjid, now these youngsters that are with the Taraweeh and they want the musalla, so they'll talk amongst themselves. Now when they see this person here, they'll talk even louder. So you know, enough speaking now, now it's a time to roll up our sleeves. You see how they'll talk. I'm talking of true events, even events, right? So now, if you think now, the whole idea is deen, preserving the Quran Sharif, or preserving my identity, my reputation, and my personal respect. See, it's a fine line. And many people can get caught into this. My son must get a place here in this masjid. Everybody else can get a place. Why doesn't he give? They bias towards me. All these gunas. See, now, think about it. Before this, you had a good rapport with the imam, right? And the imam is seeing what's going on. Now, the imam will greet. He will wish you, when there's a need, he'll be around. But you enjoy the same relationship with that imam now. Now you don't enjoy the same relationship. The relation is gone. It's affected. The same now, you're doing some wrong and you want to restore the same type of relationship, then it's a far, far cry. So the maqsad here is rizaya tam, right? Not just the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, but the complete pleasure. Like the hadith says, the dua in the hadith, one is Rizaka, right? The other dua is Tamam al wuzu, Tamam al Salah, Tamam al Ridwani. Can you see that? See, this was Tamam al Ridwani. Not just a relationship, but a full relationship, complete. I gave examples about spouses, right? Premarital, postmarital. But what both spouses, what they want? They want naqisur rida or nuksan fi rida or tamam rida, what they want. So tamam rida requires this tamam obedience, and total obedience, not naqis, right? They're giving a naqis and you want full. So unless the person is in total constraints, you're giving something deficient, and in his compassion he gives you something complete, right? A loaf of bread, for example, is 10 rands, right? And you go to the shop, you've got 7 rands. Okay, my difficulty, my children are starving. So he may give you that, right? But have you fulfilled the criteria? Criteria was 10 rand. just because of his consideration, he gave you that right. But you don't deserve that. So now you want tamamur rida. When you want tamamur rida, then tamamur ta'at. Right. Otherwise now, then you have to go through some hurdles. More like Puri Sabrahmita says, Jannat is for those that are totally pure, right? But if there is some blemish and some stain, then that stain has to get washed out. And sometimes the stain gets washed out in this life. Sometimes those stains get washed out by the sars, right? You have turmoil on your case. Sometimes the stain gets washed out before you hear more about it, knowledge or less, in the customs, right? Sometimes that stain gets washed out when you hear about some hijacking, kidnapping, all that, and in and around you, right? You hear all these things there. So now, you look at it from one side, hey, but what's wrong with this country? What happened to this? But now, you didn't get yourself fixed up. When you didn't get yourself fixed up, so you're not going to get that complete attention. What you wanted, you're not going to get that. So sometimes it happens with that. If it's not fixed up then it's fixed up in the grave. If it's not fixed up in the grave, then hereafter. So some way it has to be fixed up, see. So that you get a clean slate. As you come to Allah Ta'ala, the slate is absolutely clean. The Malaika once asked Allah Ta'ala that you had instructed us to take away the soul of this non-Muslim and this Muslim, right? So when you take that soul of that non-Muslim, right towards his end, and he longed for a certain fish, right? And that fish wasn't available in his waters. So you commanded the water, to move this fish from this water to that fish, to the angel or whatever. But so that fish was brought to this water, fishermen caught it, and someone bought it, and it was prepared. He ate that and he died. So with so much of difficulty, fish is not available in that water, like how snook is available in Cape Town, right? So that fish was transferred to this water, someone caught it, and it was served. So that was one case. And there was another case where a Muslim was in the throes, right, of death. And there was water right at his head side. And he was thirsty and he was wanting water. But he went to reach it, and that he fell and he died thirsty. So Allah Ta'ala, we can't understand. Here it was your enemy and you saw him right. Here it was your friend and he got deprived. See? So what's the philosophy, what's the wisdom behind? So Allah Ta'ala's answer to those malaika was that this was my enemy, right? But he had a few good deeds and we wish to settle him up in this world. So that when he comes away from this world here, he's going straight to Jahannam. Got a straight ticket to Jahannam, right? But he had one, two good deeds, so we had to settle that. And here there was a Muslim and he had good deeds, but there were some things that were not settled, some wrongs that he had. So we had to settle it before he could come to us. So he aspired for water when he was thirsty. Allah Pak didn't allow him to have the comfort of the water. So he went through that difficulty, his case is settled, and then he's come to us. See? So now, the actual maqsad is tamam ridwani. Not just a rida, but a complete, a perfect rida. So for the perfect rida, the ta'at has to be perfect. another example that comes to mind, just to illustrate. See, now people are playing games, not in the end they're playing games, trying to balance this thing here, that, this, that. So you don't get that straight, clear attitude, the honest, kunu ma as-sadiqin, truthful, honest. So you're getting, sometimes your words are not right. Sometimes the behavior is not right. But there's something that is uneven, dishonest. Right? Now, would you like any type of dishonesty with yourself? Don't like. You want it to be straight. I said sometimes it was deficient, but you got the full. Right? Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers, they said, "Mastana wa ahlal dur, wa jina bi bidhaatin musjatin, fa awfilan al kail." See that? So he brought a capital that is deficient. It's supposed to pay 10 rand, and you got 7 rands, so the capital is deficient. But give us full, give us a measure, and full measure. So that's an exception to the rule, right? Okay. But the rule is what the rule? JC Karni, VC Burni. As you will do, so you will reap. If the ta'at is complete, and the rida is complete, and there is a deficiency in the ta'at, then the rida also will be not like you desire. Right? You can't complain, why didn't I get this? You didn't bring it. Right? So now, those loopholes, those loose holes, you know, those loose ends. Loose ends, you have to correct it. See, man very quickly comes on to a difference. But I did this, so now why? Now, you're not checking into it. Like the Reban Kandar to Dekhtani, not looking within himself of his weaknesses. But he wants to know why is he not grouped accordingly. But did he do it rightly? Sometimes one word. Right? And that one word you can get caught for. One saintly person, rained, so he said, "Bare achhe mukhe par barish aayi." Straight away got caught. "Humne kab be mauka barish bheja?" Aap keh rahe ki bare achhe mauke par barish aayi, to Allah Pak rebuked him straight away. "Humne kab be mauka barish bheja? Do you ever send rain incorrectly?" So, you know, what a good time. But was there a time we send the rain incorrectly? See that? So now we say these words, and we aren't careful not. That's why, yes, by look after your words, please. In two places I can see in the Quran, say words, right? "La tajharu lahu bil qawl ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din, an tahbata amal." Words cancels. See that? Words incorrect, cancellation. Again, "La tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal ala." Expression of your favor, right? "La tubtilu a'mal la sadaqatikum." See, everything is getting cancelled because of the misuse. So the amount of care that is supposed to be exercised on the tongue. Right? And then after your care, then you make istighfar. Not that you are careless, just blurting whatever you want. I say, "No, maaf, 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 istighfar." Careful, you did everything correctly. And then too you could have made a mistake. Right? So you ask Allah to ask forgiveness. Like you're performing namaz, right? You try to do everything correctly. But you can understand that you can't do it at the level of the grandee of Allah Ta'ala. So just to cover up, you make some istighfar, don't you? And you say, "Allahumma inni zalamtu, astaghfirullah," something that you say. Right? Why? There may be some discrepancy, something wrong. You couldn't see it. You didn't understand it. There may have been a wrong, right? And there's an oversight. Father Shibli, rahmatullah, he passed away. So, he was asked, what did you bring? Kya lekar ke aaye? What have you brought? So he's thinking, alright, my amal, there may be a deficiency in my amal. But my tawheed is right. So he said, no, I brought tawheed. So then he was asked, Amma dhakarta laylat al-laban? Have you forgotten the night of the milk? So what had happened was that he had left some milk for Sari, right? And when he caught up with Sari, he saw that the cat had finished the milk up. So that was the only thing that he had for Sari, and that he was gone. So he attributed the loss to the cat. He attributed it to the cat. So he just came, and my Sari is gone. Right? Now, when you are at the maqam of Tawheed, you know, you're saying, you're making a claim that I'm a muwahid, right? So your maqam is different to a person that is not at that maqam. His maqam is different, and the person that is not at that maqam, he is treated differently. Like how someone is new in Islam, right? But someone is old in Islam, so both won't be treated in the same way. The person new in Islam may pisap in the masjid. Nabi Sam stop them from reprimanding him, right? Because it's new in Islam. Old in Islam, his back towards the Qibla, لا يؤمنكم هذا. This person must never lead you in prayer. احمرت وجنتا, his face became red. Right? See that? Old is old. Everybody is not treated the same. He's made a claim of Tawheed. So now, when you claim that, made that claim of Tawheed, then you made nisbat to the cat and all that, right? So where your nisbat supposed to be? The doer of all things. So you aren't going to be treated. So now, once you are progressing, then you have to be very, very careful. Can't take things lightly after that. Yes, when you are a new person, then Allah Ta'ala overlooked a lot of things. But as you're progressing, you begin to realize, you become conscious, you become aware, and understand, right? Now, people talk about problems, like a business problem, partner's problem, marital problem, family problem, right? So, our elders say, ke aadmi apne aap ko beguna na samjhe. What? Don't think I'm free of sin. I may have also caused something here. This resulted in my problem as well. Now, I think now he's a problem. Only I am problem free. So then, how you get it right? Aadmi apne aap ko beguna na samjhe. Don't think that I am free of wrong. I must have also got some wrong. The day of the Sahaba Ikram was so beautiful, right? Abu Bakra radiyallahu anha. Not Abu Bakr, Abu Bakra. So they call him Bakra. Why they call him Bakra? Because at that victory of Taif, an announcement was made, if a slave comes over to us, so he'll be freed. So he was a slave at that time in Taif, right? So he must have put his rope or something on the top, climbed up, and came to the Muslim side. So that Bakra perhaps appears to a rope or whatever else was used to ascend and come down. So his name became Abu Bakra. So now, he's come for namaz, right? And when he's come for namaz, so he, perhaps he may have seen, maybe he's going to ruku. He's calculating, if I'm going to go to the front, then I'll miss out the rakat. So, just at the spot that he was, 2-3 steps away perhaps, right? So he made takbir, and he got in to the namaz. So after the namaz, the Bishan corrected him. Right? See, Allah Pak likes things to be well arranged. Serfs well arranged. You're sitting in a lesson, well arranged. أَتِمُّ السَّفَّ الْأَوَّلْ ثُمَّ الْأَوَّلْ, right? So in a class, well arranged. In a lesson, well arranged, sitting in a surf, all one line. So the lesson can go even if the class is in a disarray, but the lesson can go. But if it's well arranged, all sitting in a semicircle, all well arranged, how it goes. And then one is that, right? أَتِمُّ السَّفَّ الْأَوَّلْ ثُمَّ الْأَوَّلْ. First row, then the second row. Now, that first row is not complete. You sit in the second row then, and you completed the circle. So, see this was صَفَّةِ صَفَّةِ. Allah Pak is taking oath by those who arrange themselves well in rows. What? Those who arrange themselves well in rows. What the Muhaddithin say, it's important to see what they say. Right? From there you learn, your thinking comes right. You must see what they say. They say that your zahir has an effect on your batin. You arranged well, right? Very well arranged. Now that has an effect on the batin. You well arranged, right? In my mind, I'm saying, this is what they say. Right? Now, you can sit perhaps at the back, right? In a lesson or in namaz, you can sit back. But now, if you join the surf well, sit in a well-arranged surf, then there'll be two things that you get additional. One is, when you're coming in front, right? You're showing your desperation. Aren't you? You know, they are giving vouchers for 5 million, right? Come here, take a voucher. So will you sit back, say, all right, can have your 5 minutes, all right. Whatever. Maybe I'll be the first person, right? You have to show our desperation. So can there be anything greater than the gift of Allah Ta'ala? He's giving. So if you're sitting in the back, sitting relaxed backwards, right, it shows as though you are showing your disconcern. You're showing, I don't need it. So can anybody say that I don't need? So by Allah Ta'ala you must show your need. Ayyub alayhi salam is having a ghusl, right? And there's a whole rain of locusts. Locusts are just rain on him, right? So he's gathered the golden locusts. So Allah asked him, Ama aghnaytuka ya Ayyub? Didn't I give you enough money? Now, see this, I said, in the hadith, look at what they say. In ilm, see what the Anbiya alayhi salam are saying. They are their teachers. ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اِفْتَدِي, right? They are the blessed ones, guided ones, let's follow them. So see his answer. He says, وَلَا غِنَا عَنْ بَرَكَتِكَ. Everything else, his gift on his gift, I can do away with. But yours, I can't say that I don't need. I am always in need of your gift. See that? So the relationship with Allah Ta'ala is totally different. So then you come in front and sitting well arranged, right? So there are two things. I don't say you can't relax. see, like you're feeling, you're sitting in this way, and the strain, not, you don't have to keep sitting in the same posture, you can change to the posture that you are more relaxed, right? Although my respected father, he would never sit for cross-legged all his life, I knew him. So I saw about 2-3 people in the family that they won't sit cross-legged. One was he, one was Mora Gora Sadhguru. He also, he never sit cross-legged. Always in this. Hazraji also never sit cross-legged. He will sit like this, or he'll sit, I would say, one is Muftarishan, right? And one is Nasiban Qadamahu, right? One is Muftarishan, how the Shafis sit, right? Like this, right? So, Hazraji will sit like that. But you don't see him sit four-legged. Although sitting cross-legged is not against the sunnah. Understand? Although it's not against the sunnah. But I'm assuring you. Right? So now, when you're sitting need to be well arranged, but there's two things. One is you're showing your need. Like, I need you. Your gift, I need you. Right? I can't say that I don't need your gift. I need your gift. The second thing that comes in is that you are saying as though, well, I'm not mean I'm Muslim, I'm just one of the crowd. I'm nothing important, like, you know, that I need to sit a little bit away from everybody else. I'm just one of the crowd. So isn't that a reflection of a further level of humility here? Yeah? Imagine in a Jummah now, or in Namaz, here in the Masjid, one person is sitting against that wall, against that one there. So how does it look? And then sitting nicely well arranged in the surf. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala safil awwal. Allah Pak is malaika. See how dignified in my house, and what dignity this is. Understand whose house it is. And here the house and whose words are being discussed. So what level of dignity, respect, humility we need to show so that we can acquire the maximum. So we're talking of nisbat. From nisbat we branched off to all these things here. Just to show you what this thing is all about. So now, then I said that unfortunately in this age it's a balancing act, right? People are doing a balancing thing and they think that that balancing thing will work. But it won't work. Allah Pak wants, kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Be honest, be truthful. This dishonesty, balancing, etc., that's not a thing to work. It won't work. So now, Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu anhu, is from the Banu Qaynuqa. And in his day, there was an alim at his level. So, that religion was the religion of the time. And that's before Islam, and there wasn't an alim as at his level, Abdullah bin Salam, right? Now he accepted Islam. When he saw Rasulullah Pakistan, said, "Alim to an nawajhu," understood from his face is not an imposter. Understand? Now then he thought to himself, "I would say in a spirit of." Respect, right? In the spirit of respect, he said, alright, I'm in Islam, and Islam doesn't recognize the Sabbath, right? Islam will talk about the Jummah, it doesn't recognize the Sabbath. And my former religion, there was also a divine, heavenly religion, that former religion talks about the Sabbath, right? So now, how do I merge the both? By Islam talks about Jummah, doesn't speak about the Sabbath, right? And my former religion was recognized the Sabbath, right? So now how do I merge the both? He says, alright, I will show the greatest respect to the Jummah, right? But The Sabbath required that no business be done, right? You don't switch on a light. You don't light a fire, right? So everything must come to a standstill. That's what the Sabbath required. So he says, all right, Islam doesn't forbid these activities. Allow you to stove, fire, everything. Right? Even on a Friday and even on a Saturday. Islam doesn't condemn these things. But Judaism condemns these things. So as a consideration to my former faith, now, I won't consider these things to be haram or forbidden, but I will show it the respect. I won't light a fire, I won't light a lamp, I won't carry out any activities. Though I will not consider it to be haram and forbidden. Now this is now balancing both. And he is balancing this and that. Right? So when he did this now, same summary says now, Islam allows the eating of the meat of a camel, right? And Judaism says it's haram. كُلُّ الطَّعَمِ كَانَ حِلَّ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Judaism, it was haram, right? So I will not believe that the camel's meat is haram, but I will abstain as a consideration for my former faith. Right? Can you see now? So the spirit that he did this, was it wrong? The spirit was right, right? But then on that occasion, what verse was revealed? See this balancing thing. Right? What verse? Who is the greatest alim of the true religion of that time? And this is, he did this in a spirit of respect, right? But then what verse was revealed? Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Coming in, come complete. Not one leg in, one leg out. I don't want that. So Allah doesn't want that. The balancing act, I don't want it, right? Now then you understand, see this balancing thing. Then Allah condemns it, right? So you want to come into Islam, but you want to give some consideration to modernism, right? Photography, for example, right? So again, can you see you're playing a? So one is Islam, and one is modernism, and then you want to give a little bit of a consideration to modernism. Now, if Islam couldn't recognize this, that was not so bad. Not consuming that was so bad. No. This was bad, ashuddun nas. So how will Islam recognize this? If we didn't recognize that, then how can it be a balancing act? The same now. See the balancing act, then you use some words, right? In the balancing act, and then you make it appealing to people, what? So you don't realize you are doing something to make it appealing. So let's say, see, give an example of photography. So let's see what they'll say. See, we're having a very important discussion about drug abuse, you know, in our youngsters. Very important. How they're losing their lives, losing wealth. Now, whilst you're carrying on this, you mustn't interrupt the discussion. The small issues of YouTube, all these things here. Same photography. Now, there's multiple guna in that. Because one is this, that it's disobedience and you want to balance, right? And you're giving it a cover, right? Number three is this, that you disregarded the hadith, ashaddun nasi azaban. Can you see? Now, when you're playing a balancing act, right? And these people can't be praised also. You can't praise them. Man a'azza sahiba bid'atin, right? You respect that person, then some places that iman can go. Some places that ihtazza al-arsh. You can't respect. You can't see someone is doing this, flying this side, that side, everywhere. So you're praising for that. But now, khud ka tikana nahi, he's doing his balancing act, coming on YouTube, coming and doing this thing here. Right? And then we got the heart to respect, show words or titles to this person. How can happen? So are we confusing ourselves, or are we going on to the same line of the balancing act? Where Allah Pak saying, Udkhulu fi silmi kafra. And this balancing act, what Allah Pak says about it, says, La tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. You see that? Now that person thinks that I've done a great service to Islam, right? But what Allah Pak is saying? La tattabi'u. Now imagine whose practice Allah Pak is condemning. Abdullah bin Salam, the greatest alim at that time. His practice is being condemned, right? La tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. See, when we do this thing here, then what it amounts to? Ittiba'i khutuwati shaitan. Following in the steps of shaitan. See that? Now, can these people then can they be followed? Or should they be given the chance to speak about deen? So you say, now, what's wrong in listening to the person? So, that Mullah from London, he's quite popular. Ji? So he said once, he warned, so see, giving anybody and everybody the podium, the mimbar, to come and speak, right? Now, what happens to the common person? Common person feels, you know, see, this Majid has allowed this person to give a bayan, right? See the balancing act. What Allah Pak says, La tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Right? So he's saying now, what happens? Now you hear this person here, right? And your masjid has given him the chance to speak. So he spoke, right? What happens to the minds of the audience? Well, the masjid were ulama, respectable people. They allowed him to give the bayan. So his bayans are fine. If he appears on YouTube, whatever, everything is right. Now, have you brought a confusion in the minds of innocent practicing Muslims? Have you brought it? Can you see that the problem? So that's why Allah ruled it off. La tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Balancing act has become like the fashion of the day. Everybody, shalagashle, this side, that side, everybody. John also must be there, Ismail must be there also, and Alfred must be there also, everybody is happy clappy. But that thing can't work in Islam, it can't work. This side, lakum deenukum, wali a deen, right? So many kiras, wali a deeni, wali deeni, wali a deen. Right. So Allah Pak give us a tawfiq not only to learn the different qiraats, but how to apply them first. We learn the different qiraat, right? So qiraat ke jalse mein, so sabar asam read a'udhu bi rabbin nas on nas, right? Small children of 3 years, a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Anyway, when we see the confusion it causes. So Allah Pak doesn't want this. This dilution, confusion, balancing. Allah Pak doesn't want it. Wrong is wrong. Off. Why confuse your mind? Then you have to stand in defense of the person. No, it's a mukhtalafi masla. And someone is saying like this. Someone, don't make a noise about it. So then why didn't Nabi Sallam say what Abdullah bin Salam is a muftalaf fi masla this. It was wrong fish, he ruled it out. Udkhulu fi sab, come in and stay out. But this one leg in, one leg out, I don't want that. You are identifying with Islam, with full Islam. Identifying with modernism, then go in modernism. But this one leg in, one leg out, that I don't want that. See that? That's a tabiyu. Allah is saying, adu mu'min. That is your avowed enemy, right? فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ and you slip. Remember, Allah Ta'ala is powerful, mighty. And Hakim, He may not punish you now straight away, but doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala has forgotten about it. If you don't make tawbah in time, then what can happen to you? Okay. So this balancing thing, really, it's a menace. It's created a lot of problems. But in the same breath, I don't say create fights. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, look at his halat. For 25 years, he left performing namaz in the Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibiha wa alayhi salatu wa salam. 25 years. So they asked him that, you know, you left namaz for 25 years. So his answer was, there are some azar, right, some reasons that cannot be expressed to everybody. But for 25 years, he left performing namaz at the Masjid Sahib. Right. So now, such an imam, and so you're giving him the title of Imam Daril Hijra, right? And then he left namaz at the masjid for 25 years. See, so there must have been something very significant for him to leave out the Jamaat namaz. You can't say now. The famous hadith, Qadra Shibrin, man faraq al jama'a, Qadra Shibrin, right? Can't say that. When he's that person, and his taqwa is at that level, ilm is at that level, if he did it, then the hadith is a support for what he's doing, right? So that's what I'm saying, the sickness today is this balance Islam. Balance it here, balance it here. And I say, but it's not even healthy getting into a discussion. Fighting is out. Do what you are absolutely correct, right? Trying to win this one here, win that one. In the meanwhile, you are balancing things, right? If I don't go to the Dawat, what they'll say? But if I go, then what will happen there? There's a mixed crowd and photography, something happening. Everybody's got his two cents now, you're breaking the family tie. What they say? You're severing ties. So you didn't understand this thing yet. You haven't understood this thing. And I say, until you don't give proper examples, you can't understand this thing. So you don't want to meet your girl cousins, shake hands, right? And some people do it even more. They do that. And then some also embrace. Sometimes, it's a young girl, right? It's your cousin, they're embracing. And maybe it's your auntie or something embracing, or your mother-in-law, right? So one person is telling me, his mother-in-law is quite young and looking very, very pretty, right? So he just returned from Hajj now and came back from Hajj. Mother-in-law gave a tight hug. He says, I could feel the nipples. And, you know, I know the masla of the Musaharat. And I have to hold every temptation myself to look after my marriage. See, my son-in-law is back from Hajj. But you see these things here. See this balancing Islam. Keep your Islam straight, clear. You have this Shah Jahan, right? It's a long story now, but I'm just showing on the tail end, right? So his wife was a Shia. So there was a debate. In that debate, that Shia, he was defeated, and in that defeat, he disrespected some Sahabi, right? And because of disrespecting, they cuffed him and they threw him out, right? So when they threw him out, his wife said, "Ye to mere izzat ka sawal hai. This is my izzat." Right? So his answer was, "Jana, jaan medium, nake iman. My love, I have given you my life, not my iman." See that, separating, not balancing. Now this thing here, everything is balancing. Izzat ka sawal, I don't disgrace the person. تو اس کی بے عزتی ہو جائے گی. ریسپیکٹ دس ون یار واٹ لیفٹ آف اسلام آفٹر دین از ول کم ٹو دا سیم ملٹی فیتھ ایوری بڈی ہیپی کلپی کیری آن وہ اسلام سوریج آلسو ان سائڈ فوڈنگ آلسو اینڈ فوڈ گریس ایوری تھنگ فوڈ ہیپل سائڈ ہیو دیٹ can it work? It can't work. But I say don't fight. Now it's not even healthy to be in a discussion. And then I say, but where there's a chance to give the person a proper sound explanation. I rather than giving hadith, you get an explanation. Why? Because a hadith, someone rejects a hadith, then kafir ho jayega. So I give an example for this, you know, saying it mustn't break the family tie or that. Sila Rahim, you know, such an important thing. So there were 10 brothers came from India, right? And they're doing business very well. Right? Each one putting out 30,000 every month, right? So 9 brothers felt, you know, hey, we heard one story here, you know, someone is selling cocaine, crack cocaine, right? Every day you'll get 30,000. Yeah, 1 month and 30, so hard work, yeah. You just build it, you know, season you make it double every day. So the 9 brothers, they went on. The one said, no, I'll just remain on the original, and I won't have so much of show and recognition and money. I won't have so much. So the question is now, who has broken the unity, the 9 or the 1? If you say, hey, you're breaking the unity, is he right in saying? So exactly the same, right? Islam came with a lot of difficulty. I was showing Mullah this morning, all the Imams went through difficulty. Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi killed in prison, right? Poisoned and killed. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi, his arms are dislocated, right? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal is flogged, like how an animal will be flogged, right? So all of them went through a lot of difficulty just to preserve the truth. Now it comes to us now, we want to bring about a new addition of the, what? A new addition. And the new addition is now the balance it up. So then on the day of Qiyamah they say, وَحْشُرْنَا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْأَبْرَارِ. Are you showing that you want to be with the muttaqeen, with al-abrar, with your actions? Or are you showing that you want to be all mixed up, happy, clappy, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Satan, everybody? The dua means what? Mal wahshurna mal muttaqin wal abrar. Right? Like it's like a person, he boarded the flight, you know. There's a big commotion in the airport, so they just put everybody on the flight. Now, you're supposed to be going for Hajj. And that flight is going straight to Australia. Say, Allahumma rzuqni hajjan mabruran. Will it happen? Will it happen? So you're making dua that Allah must join you up with the righteous, anbiya, salihin, etc. But the path that you're taking is the path of the anbiya, salihin, undiluted, or the path of these people, yes, kacharas. Understand this. So what I say again, please don't fight, don't even discuss, don't debate, do what is right. The person that wants to understand, you call him on one side, and he will understand, with time he'll understand. But all this fighting, debating, arguing, right? You have that attitude, then it becomes, you just complicate things. People don't have that elementary knowledge. When they don't have that elementary knowledge, then it's complicating. But you must make your stance clear. Don't be anywhere near. Right? Don't be anywhere near the wrong. Right? Imagine you're in the wrong, right? The walima somewhere, and then Malakul Maut just comes. Right? Mixed gathering, you're sitting there. Now, yesterday we heard about Mawla Hussain, his mother, right? So they were telling me, did Fijr, served husband, Sari, there's a charge namaz. And then she went for the talim. So the path of Allah that she passed away. But isn't that a good way among good people? Isn't that? You want to be in a mixed crowd like this, or in a crowd that is doing things right, right, according to the sunnah, according to the or pious, according to their teaching, endorsed by them. So you want to do something like that and die like that. See, Allah will give you a death like that. But now all these mixed up things, like you want to enjoy, will you enjoy the fact? Even if I say it is a pot, right, of biryani. And just on the cover, your child came and he put number 2 there. Oh, 2 kilos of the jullab. It didn't get into the biryani, right? But it came out of the top of the sides of the pot, everything nicely polished well with the jullab. I'm going to eat that, tell me. So then how is coexisting, how is it work out? All the jullab all around, and what iman inside. So kisra is a right? How is it work? Allah Maktufi.